halfway between U.S. 1 and Canner Highway, west of Old England.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message.
Don't let anger brew there. Anger rests in the bosom of a fool. You're going to do foolish things, make foolish decisions based upon anger or jealousy or strife or just negativity in general. And the world 24/7, if you allow it to, is constantly trying to get you down. It's the system. People talk crazy. You know, stuff happens. The world, the frequency of the world is not the frequency of the kingdom. And you're in the flesh, you're carnal when you're not governed by the frequency of God. Ask somebody, what you mad at? Tell them, if you mad, you better get glad. Walk around here mad, pouting at folk. What's your story? I don't mean no harm, but look, tell somebody, shake yourself. Look at him, say, is that you? Shake it off. Don't let the poison stay in. Shake it off. Shake that serpent off. And watch what the devil meant for evil, God meant for good. God will turn it around for good. But you gotta help. You have a part to play. You have a part to play. Now remember what Deuteronomy says. Because you don't serve the Lord with gladness and for thankfulness of all things, the enemy is allowed to put a yoke on you. Amen. Joy is a choice, but we don't have a choice. Does that make sense to you? Joy is a choice, but we don't have a choice. We don't have no other choice but joy. Now you might be in heaviness for a little season, if need be, but don't stay there. Don't stay there. I'm telling you, don't stay there. Don't let the devil get you down and thinking crazy, thinking foolish. No, you have a lofty place in God. Amen. We always triumph. Now, number five, right? Tell somebody, allow Holy Spirit to dwell in you. Let me take that a little bit deeper because, you know, when you allow Holy Spirit to dwell, it goes deeper even than just relating properly to people. Your relationship to God is right, and you're listening, and you're being obedient. But it goes even deeper than that. It goes into your motivation. What is motivating you? Why are you treating people a certain way? Are you after something? Do you see opportunity? Or what you are doing, is it as unto the Lord at the end of the day? Are your motives and desires pure, honest, transparent, clean? Or do you need a filter change? Has your filter got dirty? Amen. Come on. Just about choose God all the time. Daniel was facing the lions then, but he still chose God. Hebrew boys was facing that fire, but they still chose God. And they entered into a realm where God was that they had not known about. And then what the enemy meant for evil, God meant it for good, and each time that the enemy moved, God promoted them. Sometimes people miss their promotion by not choosing God in the face of adversity. God wanted to show you him in a way you didn't know him. Like the Israelites in the wilderness, God always wanted to show him. He says in Deuteronomy chapter 8, I have led you these 40 years. Now, no matter how you got to where you are right now, forget about all the stuff that's happened, good and bad. Look at somebody and tell them, you're here. God's got you here. Okay? So stop wondering about how and, well, if this hadn't happened, if that. No, God has you here. And you gotta get into the moment and not be plagued by the past. But Deuteronomy says, for I have led you. God led them those 40 years in the wilderness. He said, that I might prove you. That I might prove you. In other words, it was only a test. It was only a test. Now the sad reality, that generation never believed that the Egypt that was in them was too strong. And the wilderness was to get the Egypt out. But some held on. Didn't we have enough when we were by the flesh pots? Have you brought us out here to destroy us? And God would bring a miracle anyway. Anyway, now the sad thing, when they got God angry for the last time, he turned them back and continued to provide for them. But in providing for them, he was providing for them until they died. Never to cross over. Doesn't matter, I didn't cross over. I'm out of my wilderness. Look at him, tell him, I don't know about you. Come on, look at somebody, tell him, I don't know about you now. I believe you are, but I don't know. But I'm out my wilderness. I done crossed over. Come on, we done crossed over. What is our purpose? To take over. To take over. It's a war mentality. Amen. You see, all of the ites are in the promised land. The wilderness was a certain type of test. And it was more for the individual. The promised land was to establish the kingdom. And that's what God is going to do. Tell somebody, great is on you now. All that you've been through, all that you've suffered, all that you seem like you lost, all that battle you had, guess what? Greatness is coming to you now. Come on, you've been through so much for so long with so little. Tell somebody, I'm unqualified. Amen. It's coming to your house. It's coming to your body. It's coming to your mind. It's coming to your finance. It's coming to your children. Hello. I said it's coming. It's on you. You're there now. I think at some point in time we may do another study on all the ites in the promised land. Because they had to destroy all the ites. Because there are ites, Canaanites, Jebusites, Hivites, all the ites. And they represent something. When God prospers you, he says, if you don't destroy these that are in the land, they will be thorns in your eyes, pricks in your eyes. You won't be able to see. See, when money gets really good, and I'm telling you, some of y'all, it's going to get real good for some of y'all, and y'all going to give to me. I'm prophesying. Y'all going to bring some to the house? A nice, you're going to bring off a bunch of that cheddar. Can I say it that way? And bring it to the house because God has proven you and he's going to bless you and you're going to have plenty for yourself, for the house. You're going to do right by it. Amen. You're going to advance the kingdom. You're going to have substantial amounts to bring to the house. And it's going to be your joy to give. Because one of those ites you're going to have defeated is that stingy demon. You're going to drive him out. He won't be no pricks in your eyes, thorns in your side. Amen. You're going to drive him out. We conquer. We go in. We cross over to take over. I tell you, financially, even physically, there's going to be a great deal of regaining health. I'm talking about sound health, solid health, testifying health. Amen. Miracle health. Amen. So get ready for that. Holy Spirit's going to dwell in us. Number five, you will walk and live by the law of the Spirit of life. Romans 8:2. The law of sin and death will have no authority, no place, no power, no influence in your life. Here it says, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. Tell somebody, I'm under the blood. Tell somebody else, I'm under the blood. Pastor, I'm under the blood. Under the blood. What does that mean? Everything pertaining to death has to pass over. That's how Passover was instituted. When they were in Egypt, they were in the place called Goshen. And as God judged the system, as God judged Pharaoh and all of Egypt, he told them and instructed them to put the blood of that Paschal lamb, which represented Christ, on the doorpost and the lintel. And when they did, when death came, and it was a sign to kill all the firstborn, anyone that had the blood on their doorpost and their lintel, when the death angel saw it, he had to pass over it. He had no dealings there. Wrong frequency. I have no right there. I have no authority. That's outside my jurisdiction. So the word says, we walk. Get that back up for me. Get verse 1 for me. Therefore, there is now no condemnation unto them that unto them which are in Christ Jesus. Now look at who walk after. Who walk not after the flesh. Remember the verse we read about the flesh? You're not in the flesh if the Spirit dwells. It doesn't mean that you just got the Holy Spirit somewhere locked away in a compartment and you done silenced him. I'm saved. Just doing your thing. No, he's got to dwell. He's got to have some say-so in your thoughts, in your motives, in your transactions, in your relationships, in everything you do, in where you go and where you don't go, in what you do and what you don't do.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll-free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service, Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. All services are live streamed.